We're going to be talking about 10 areas of innovation. These are areas in which Barrett Kohler has done some different things to innovate in our publishing business. In talking about these areas, I'm not suggesting that Barrett Kohler is a model in all respects or that we're good at all of these areas or that we're doing everything right, because we certainly aren't. We're still learning and changing and struggling, and just like all of you are in many of these same areas. What I am suggesting, though, is that we're open source. We're eager to share with you, happy to share with you and anyone else all of our tricks, all of the things that we're doing. We don't believe that we have any corporate secrets. Many of the documents that I'm going to refer to in this presentation are already posted on our website or are on the conference website right now, and I'm happy to talk individually with you if there's anything that you find of interest. I'm going to ask you to hold your questions until the end, when we'll have a Q&A period. So first, just a bit of information about Barrett Kohler Publishers. I founded Barrett Kohler in 1992. As Joe mentioned, I was previously the president of Josie Bass Publishers. We have approximately 8 to 9 million in revenues. We've been profitable now for 10 years in a row. The first 10 years, we're kind of up and down in terms of profitability. A lot of struggles, like many of you have experienced. We publish 30 to 40 new books a year. Or new editions. We have over 500 books in print. We've only put out of print about less than a dozen titles. And we've had a pretty good sales record. Over 170 of our books have sold over 20,000 copies. That's including sales of all U.S. and international editions, including foreign language editions in all formats, including digital. Over 40 of our books have sold over 100,000 copies. Three of our books have sold over 1 million copies. We have 25 employees, our headquarters in San Francisco. Some of us work out of home offices, including me. I work out of a home office in the East Bay. Our head of operations works out of a home office in Southern California. And our head of international sales works out of Perth, Australia. Our mission is creating a world that works for all. And we believe that in order to create a world that works for all, we need change at the individual level, at the organizational level, and at the societal level. And therefore, we have three publishing agendas. BK Life, focused on individual change, how each of us can live our lives more in keeping with our values, our beliefs. BK Business, about leadership, management, not just in business, but in all kinds of organizations, and about socially responsible business. And then BK Currents, which is about pursuing economic justice, social justice, better communities at the community level, the nation level, and the world level. Okay. So in these 10 areas of innovation, the first one is that we eat our own cooking. So where does our sources of innovation come from? Where do we get the ideas and the impetus? In our case, a lot of it comes from the books that we publish. We're pretty fortunate in that regard. And so three of the areas of publishing that have been very influential. One is stewardship, which was one of the first books that we published. It's been a big bestseller for us. And we define stewardship as a deep sense of responsibility to administer the publishing company for the benefit of all of our stakeholder groups. And so this also encompasses choosing service over self-interest. It encompasses partnering relationships with our authors, our customers, our suppliers, our service providers, sales partners. And that's been a principal source of innovation within Barrett Kohler, that mindset. One of the first three books we published was Leadership in the New Science, which also has been a bestseller for us, about nearly 400,000 copies sold. And it this brought to our company a focus on participation, creating a participative organization and a learning organization and a heavy information sharing. And then we've published quite a few books in the socially responsible business area, which have also been very influential with Barrett Kohler. Okay, number two, company ownership. Barrett Kohler strives to be owned by our stakeholders, and so we have approximately 220 shareholders. About 60 of those shareholders are our authors. About 60 of those shareholders are our customers, and the rest of our shareholders are divided among our employees. We have an ESOP that has all employees as owners, but then we also some employees own outside of the ESOP. And we have sales partners, suppliers, service providers, friends at other publishing companies we welcome in as owners because we view them as part of our community as well, and just simply friends in publishing, other supporters of our company. A third, author relationships. This is an area where we've been pretty innovative, I think, with the most important innovation, the Barrett Kohler Authors Cooperative. And this is the cooperative started, well, the genesis of it was in 1998 when we created a authors council of about 8 or 9 authors to advise us of how we could be more supportive of authors, more author friendly. And the first thing that the Authors Council did was they decided we need to have an annual authors retreat. So in 1999, they organized their first authors retreat in Malibu, and they've been doing it ever since. Every year since then, in different cities. They just came back from the one near Minneapolis at the headwaters of the Mississippi River, which is wonderful. We had about 60 authors there at that retreat. And then in 2006, at the retreat, the authors decided that they wanted to get better organized, go from being a council, they became a cooperative, and formally incorporated. So it's a separate legal organization, has its own board of directors, its own incorporation, its own budget, has its own programs, affiliated with Barrett Kohler. One member of the Barrett Kohler staff is on the board of directors of the co-op. One member of the co-op is on the board of directors of Barrett Kohler. So there's a lot of collaboration. But it's an amazing organization that it also holds an annual marketing workshop that is for Barrett Kohler authors, but also authors from other publishing companies are welcome to participate in the marketing workshop. It has a author-to-author mentoring program supporting authors, and recently it started a collaboratory, which is basically authors collaborating on doing different events and doing webinars and things like that. Another area of innovation is in one of the outcomes of our 2008 Future Search strategic planning event was a Bill of Rights and Responsibilities for BK authors. All of you are welcome to view that. It's on our website. It's on the conference website. You're welcome to copy it. We've had another publisher that asked permission to copy it and just copied it verbatim and used it as their own Bill of Responsibilities, Rights and Responsibilities. We have much of what we do as a publishing company comes together in our author day. We launch virtually every new book with a full day author day where the author is spending the day with the Barrett Kohler staff at our office in San Francisco. The day begins at 9 a.m. with editorial meetings. Usually the author day is taking place 6 to 7 months before the book is being published. And that's right at the point where the draft manuscript is already done and we've got reviews back and the author's revising the manuscript. So we're having editorial meetings talking about the needed refinement revisions in the manuscript. Then there's a design and production meeting where design and production staff is working with the author on the cover design, the interior design, the production process. Then the high point of the day is a lunch where the author speaks to the entire Barrett Kohler staff and a few invited guests, previewing her or his book. And that gives a chance for our whole staff to get to know the author, to get personally connected to the author, and to get excited about the ideas in the book, and for the author to kind of have a dress rehearsal of talking about the book to an audience. The afternoon is mainly devoted to sales and marketing, where our marketing staff will go through with the author all the areas of marketing, what we're doing, what the author's doing, how to coordinate, how to get everyone on the same page. And then we have an editorial wrap-up. It finishes by about 6 p.m. It's a very intensive day. We pay for the author to fly out up to $1,000 for their travel and lodging if they're outside of California, $500 if they're inside of California. Up until a few years ago, the authors paid themselves, but as we've gotten a little better established, we've been able to now pick up that tab. But they found it so valuable that they were happy to pay their own way to come. Publication agreement. Our publication agreement is pretty radical in a number of respects. And it starts with our guiding philosophy that publications belong to the authors who create them, not to the publishers, and that our role as publisher is to be steward rather than owner of publications. Our agreement, which has been pretty much the same since it was first created in 91, is... In the words of an early observer, it, quote, creates incentives for both parties to contribute and do well, whereas most contracts are contingencies for when things go wrong, legal protections against foul-ups. So one of the radical provisions, we'll see here how many in the audience would, it's a little bit courageous, that the author can take the rights back if the author is not happy. And the way this clause actually reads is the author will have the right, this is quoting from the contract, the author will have the right to terminate this agreement after the work is published if, for any reason, the author is not satisfied in the author's sole judgment with any aspect of the relationship with the publisher or with the publisher's performance in any aspect of publishing and selling the work. And when we were running this by attorneys, as you can imagine, in the early going, they were horrified. They warned us over and over again never, ever to do this. And then if they couldn't get us not to do it, they tried to get us to tone it down by putting reasonable in. And if in the author's reasonable judgment, no, there's no reasonable in it. If the author doesn't like the fact that my hair's gotten gray, they can cancel the agreement. Now, what there is... in the agreement is there's a notice provision where they give us notice that they're unhappy, and then we have a period of time to try and satisfy them. But then if they're still not satisfied, it's their sole decision. Now, what has actually happened because of this provision is that we've had to work harder to work closely with authors, and it also has functioned as kind of a pressure release valve or a grievance procedure. And over time, we've only had a couple of authors who have taken back their rights, and so. The book up here that I've referenced is Love 'Em or Lose 'Em. We've loved our authors and have been able to hold on to our good people. Another clause we have is that there's no competing works clause. There's no right to the author's next book. Our belief is that we need to earn the right to the author's next book. It should not be compelled just because of that it's in an agreement. And again, we've been extremely successful. We've had over 100 Barrett Kohler authors who've done multiple books with Barrett Kohler. The authors have lots of involvement in publishing decisions, the cover, the title, the interior design, the marketing plans. We have no bait and switch clause in our royalties like most agreements do, whereby you have one kind of featured royalty for trade sales, or bookstore sales, and then you have lower royalties for international sales or direct mail, direct marketing sales or special sales, bulk sales. All our royalty is the same for all sales, except for digital, where it's higher on digital. We give high discounts to authors for their own bulk purchases and encourage authors, if they want to sell their books, it's perfectly fine with us. Up until a few months ago, our company had never given advances. And yet we were able to sign many best-selling authors who were getting $50,000, $100,000 advances from other publishers without offering advances. We've actually now started offering advances a few months ago, but we're doing it in characteristic Barrett Kohler fashion in a very different way. That is that we're giving every author this exact same advance, which is $5,000. The reason we're doing it that way is we're trying to avoid some of the reasons why we didn't give advances for all these years, some of the problems with advances, which are that they are typically based upon speculation. They're based upon some editor's or marketing person's guess as to how many copies a book is going to sell. Nobody really knows how many copies any book is going to sell, so you're always going to be wrong with those guesses. And so we've just taken that out of the equation entirely. Another problem was that typically the some authors would get the lion's share of the advances through bidding wars with other publishers, and then the rest of the authors were left to get crumbs. So we've evened it out. They're all getting the same. Typically, there'd be lots of unrecovered advances where you'd have to write off every year a substantial amount. So we set our level at a rate that we will not have to write off hardly any unrecovered advances. We also have a shorter, simpler, clearer contract than most other publishers do. It's only 6 pages long. I've seen others that are 15 pages or more publication agreements. Number five, editorial practices. Okay, so the problem is what to do when there's too much to do, which is a story of all of our lives who work in editorial. There's never enough time for the work we need to do on books. What's our solution? Well, our solution, as you might guess, is to involve our community. And so our authors are our principal book scouts. Most of the books that we publish are brought to us by our authors, referred to us, recommended to us by our authors, or they are subsequent books with their existing authors. We also use outside reviewers for all manuscripts. That's a major part of our editorial process. Every book has at least 4 outside reviews. And we've created hundreds of outside manuscript reviewers. We've really put a lot more importance, a lot more effort into the outside reviewing process than most other publishers do. It used to be that if you go back 20, 30 years, more publishers did outside reviews. It's kind of dwindled some, but for us, it's still big. And unlike most other publishers, we make it a central function. So a lot of other publishers that do reviews have an editorial assistant arranging the reviews, and as you know, those positions turn over usually every few years. We have one of our most senior staff members, our managing director editorial, has been with Barrett Kohler for 14 years, who oversees and arranges all the reviews. He has hundreds of reviews. It's Jeevan, called Jeevan's Army, I call them, that he's found over these years that it just do tremendous job reviews, and he matches, he knows every one of them individually and matches them with just the right project for them to review. And so it's amazing things come from that. We market test all book titles through a SurveyMonkey simple little process. It's real quick, takes a few days, but it begins the marketing campaign, connects our markets to the book, and gives us wonderful information about what titles are going to work and not work. All of our editorial work is front-loaded. We do exhaustive asking authors to refine the proposal, the concept, the outline, the sample chapters before they round after round after round to get it going the right place before they actually do the draft manuscript. Whereas many publishers do the opposite. The manuscript comes in, and it has all kinds of problems, and so it's triage at that point, and huge amounts of time trying to get it up to snuff. We make our work front-loaded. We do learning exchanges with other book publishers where we will spend a half day with our editorial staff going over to another publisher, or their editorial staff will come over to our house and share ideas, share what we've learned, share what's working. We've done this with Nolo Press, with O'Reilly, with New Harbinger, with Deseret Books, with New World Library. We're open to doing it with you if you'd like to consider that. Finally, we've created a self-publishing imprint in partnership with iUniverse, and I'm happy to talk more with you if you have an interest in that. Okay, so marketing systems. For us, a lot of this begins with the idea that authors are full partners in marketing, and that we have to start out by setting realistic expectations. This is where the authentic conversations comes in with authors about the way the marketplace really works, what to expect. So we have a famous document called The 10 Awful Truths About Book Publishing. I've been revising this for 10 years. Every year, it gets worse and worse and worse. And at this point, many of our authors have it memorized. But you all can read it on our website. It's been shared with hundreds of thousands of views within the publishing industry. During our author day and during materials we give the authors before the author day, we go into great detail of just what we will and what we will not do in marketing. We market through over 20 different channels, many of the same ones you do, plus probably some others. Those are all described on a document called The 10 Awesome Truths About Barrett Kohler's Marketing. That's on the conference website. You can see that of all how we market and what areas we market in. Then we give detailed reporting on the actions and results. What did we actually do? We said we were going to do this. What did we do? How did it work? We provide open access to authors, to our entire staff. They don't have to go through just one gatekeeper. They can go to any staff member about anything that they want help on or have a question about. The authors support other authors in marketing through the cooperative, through the marketing workshop, and just individually. We have a rather unique catalog, and I've got extra copies I can give out to anyone who's interested in it. One thing, the letter in the front of the catalog actually is very substantive, actually has real content in it, each catalog. Then we have a news section where we tell about what's new at Barrett Kohler. We're creating a change agent directory in our digital arena, so we tell about that. Then our strategic planning process, we tell about all the different parts of it, how it worked. Top 10 trends shaping the future of book publishing, digital download, everything we're doing in the digital arena, including here's a list of our digital distributors and digital partners around the world. Then awards and recognition that our books and our authors are receiving. Of course, these news stories change in every catalog, so a lot of authors keep up with us there. We also do something unique in that we have acknowledgments to all of the members of the Barrett Kohler community who are part of. When we think of Barrett Kohler, we think of what is Barrett Kohler? What's a community? It's not just a group of staff. And so we list marketing and sales services, about 50-100 different people who are working with us, printing, warehousing, and shipping services. Then we list production, editorial, design, and electronic services, all the people we're working with, ebook retailers and service providers, digital community building, manuscript reviewers, translation rights agents, business administrative services, all of our community. We've been doing this in every catalog since our very first catalog in 1992, and it helps create this community feeling. Finally, we have a unique free e-newsletter, the BK Communique. Many people in book publishing have told us that it's the best newsletter from any book publisher and the only one that they actually read. You're welcome to sign up for it. You can do so on the Barrett Kohler website. Digital publishing and marketing. Between 19% and 20% of Bear Kohler's revenues right now are digital, which is quite high for a nonfiction publisher. I think the nonfiction averages are more in the range of 9% to 10% throughout the industry. Fiction is higher, 20% to 30% often, especially romance fiction. But nonfiction, that's pretty good. We were one of the early movers in this area, and hence get there early. We created a digital community building function in 2007, hired a 25-year veteran from Silicon Valley to head that function, and then expanded in 2008 in our strategic planning process. Then one of the main themes was dive into digital. We've done something a little bit different in that we've placed our digital staff in our editorial department. A lot of publishers have put it in the marketing department or in a separate function. We put it in editorial because we wanted it to be part of our whole editorial process and for us to be creating digital content, not just trying to sell print content digitally. And that's worked out real well, although what we found is that very early on is we had to create a cross-departmental digital team, which has people from all areas of the company that meet monthly working on coordinating the digital. We have done and we continue to do each year many experiments in digital apps, videos, enhanced ebooks, self-assessments. Some of them have worked, many have not worked, but we're continuing to do those experiments. We've digitized almost all of our titles very early on. We sell through more than 50 digital distributors and digital partners around the world. These are in the retail area, corporate, wholesalers, libraries, textbook and academic, audio and large print. Those are all listed in this catalog, in our fall catalog. You can get that from me if you want to see the list of distributors. We're signing new ones every month. We're pretty aggressive about this. This is one of the things that Johanna in Perth, Australia, that's one of her main roles, is signing up new distributors. For example, this week we signed a new digital deal with a Spanish startup called 24 Symbols. This is a subscription model in the same style as Scribd. Anytime someone reads over 10% of the book, we get 50% of the digital list price. Basically, we're trying to sign up as many digital distributors as possible around the world. Number 8, community building. We build and we involve community in many ways. Hundreds of our community members participate in our strategic planning. We have the guests at the Author Day lunches from our community members. We hold periodic BK community dialogues. I mentioned already the BK Authors Cooperative. We're in the process of creating a Barrett Kohler Foundation for the purpose of taking the mission of Barrett Kohler deeper into the world by reaching out to audiences that we don't reach very well through our book publishing programs, especially young leaders who are, you know, are not as big of book buyers often as older markets, and to disadvantage people in other part in people in disadvantaged parts of the world. We're doing that through action learning experiences that are involving our authors, where the authors are acting as mentors with these young leaders. This is just in the early stages. If any of you have experience creating or running a foundation, I'd love to talk with you about it. Or if you're interested in what we're doing, how we're trying to go about creating this. It's a 501c3 charitable organization, not-for-profit, that also is going to be owning a large part of our company as a way of preserving the company beyond my time here, it's part of our strategy so that the company doesn't have to be sold to a big media conglomerate or one of these other large publishing companies that are calling at our door every day. And then our annual shareholders meetings actually involve large numbers of our shareholders in a way that that is, again, telling everything that's going on in our company in the publishing industry. It's not just a short, meaningless meeting. Joe's brother, Bill Upton, has come every year to our shareholders meeting for the past 12 or 15 years, and he said that he learns more in that one day at our shareholders meeting about what's going on in book publishing than he learns in the other 364 days together. Company governance, the power is shared among our stakeholders, and the company is social mission driven. We were the first publisher in the world to become a certified B Corp. B stands for benefit. B corporations meet rigorous standards of social and environmental performance. They also expand their corporate legal responsibilities to include consideration of stakeholder interests, and they build a collective voice for corporate social and environmental responsibility through the unifying power of the B Corp brand. In order to become a B Corp, the first step was completing a 230-question impact assessment that examined Barrett Kohler's performance on measures of corporate accountability, transparency, compensation, benefits, employee training, worker environment, worker ownership, social benefit, community service, local involvement, diversity, job creation, and environmental practices. Then there was a pretty rigorous audit process from B Lab. You have to go through this process every 2 years. We're getting it again to be recertified. We're also creating a Barrett Kohler Constitution. Our staff together make many of the decisions about our company, such as our compensation practices. Our staff meeting is highly participative. Any staff member can put agenda items for the staff meeting. All staff members can participate in the discussions, most do. And real decisions get made in the staff meetings. Our board of directors represents all of our stakeholder groups. We have an author representative, a customer representative, a staff member representative, a supplier representative, a service provider representative, a sales partner representative, a social mission representative, a management representative, and a shareholder representative on our board of directors. Finally, number 10, compensation practices. Our compensation is designed to avoid a class system. In most companies in the United States, the compensation is a class system, whereby there's one set of one compensation structure for the executive class, which is designed to pay them as much as possible, especially through special incentive compensation arrangements, and then a different compensation structure for everyone else in the organization. We're pretty militant about this in that we have just one structure that pertains to everyone. Our entire staff approves our compensation structure and decides together changes we're going to make to it, and then agrees together how much of an increase we're going to have in the company each year in our compensation. The actual salary structure is a dual-track structure that provides opportunities for advancement for people in their professional area of expertise, not just because they become a manager, department head. You can stay as an individual contributor and move up the compensation structure as well. And again, this is I've posted this on the conference website so that you can see it. We're happy for anyone to copy anything. There's no secrecy. All staff know all salaries. There's a small range from the top to the lowest. My salary is 3.5 times the salary of the lowest paid person, full-time person within Barrett Kohler. All staff receive the same bonuses, incentive compensation, which is a company-wide calculation rather than individual calculation. We have an ESOP that covers all employees, and we don't do annual performance reviews. In keeping with our book, Abolishing Performance Appraisals, which shows how they can often be very destructive of morale. I've spent less time working on compensation issues in the last 22 years at Barrett Kohler than I spent in the previous about 3 years with a traditional structure in the big corporate world in terms of how much I've had to deal with. And that's because we do it in such a different way. We do have lots of communication, though. Although we don't have performance reviews, we try and have lots of communication about, but it's just not on an annual basis. It's on an ongoing basis, and it's not tied to people's salary. Thank you.
You know, we started planning this conference as we wrapped the last conference in Keystone in October of last year, and our theme was the innovative publisher, and Steve just fits that to a T, and really, please give him another warm response. It's a wonderful keynote. We appreciate it.